USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Parts of New England are beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Henri as the Category 1 storm nears the northeast coast. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts, with storm surge warnings also issued for Long Island from Flushing to Chatham, Massachusetts, and for Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. Forecasters warning storm surges of 3 to 5 feet could affect all of those areas. The storm is expected to make landfall on Sunday evening. And defense officials are looking for alternative ways to get evacuees into Kabul's airport after ISIS threats on the airfield. NBC News reporting that officials are tracking threats from the terror group against the airport and the people trying to get there. The American Embassy in Afghanistan warned Americans in country on Saturday to stay away from Hamid Karzai International Airport because of potential threats just outside of the evacuation area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hopes for a new, kindler, gentler Taliban are quickly fading in Afghanistan. Mike Fortier has more.
A woman who works for an international aid organization in Afghanistan is in hiding and in fear for her life since the Taliban took over her city in the north a week ago. She tells the BBC she has already seen signs of the Taliban's brutality, targeting a woman for her footwear.
They saw a woman who wears a sandal, the sandal without sock. They beat that woman and told their husband, you are a bad man, that your wife is not wearing the proper socks and maybe shoes. Even for that, they have beaten that woman.
She says the financial situation for many is desperate as banks are closed and people can't access their money to buy food. She adds she's too afraid to even try to get to the Kabul airport to evacuate. From the USA Ready News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A massive recall of electric vehicles from Chevrolet is raising questions about the very batteries that power them. Wendy King reports.
General Motors said it's recalling all Chevy Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. The recall and others raise questions about lithium-ion batteries, which now are used in nearly all electric vehicles. Ford, BMW, and Hyundai have all recalled batteries recently. President Biden will need electric vehicles to reach a goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 as part of a broader effort to fight climate change. The GM recall adds about 73,000 Bolts from 2019 through 2022 model years to a previous recall of 69,000 older Bolts. GM said that in rare cases, the batteries have two manufacturing defects that can cause fires. The automaker said it will replace battery modules in all the vehicles. The latest recall will cost the company about $1 billion, bringing the total cost of the Bolt battery recalls to $1.8 billion. GM said owners should limit charging to 90% of battery capacity. The Bolts should also be parked outdoors until the modules are replaced. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.